We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Marks and Reese. It is Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia on a basketball Friday, college basketball Friday, NCAA tournament. Everybody down here, it seems like. Every male, at least, in the Philadelphia area. So stop on down. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Great place to watch the games with all the TVs and the beer specials and everything else. All right, your chance to win $1,000. Here's what you do. You're going to text this word for your chance to win $1,000. Text the word GROW, G-R-O-W, to 72881. That's GROW to 72881 right now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. One more time, text GROW to 72881. Good luck. Like people were saying to me last night, you need to grow. We put up the picture, our new profile picture at Mark's Reese WIP.
Oh, yeah, yeah. School picture.
Is the professional picture they had done. Cindy Lou, Cindy Webster, Trey was involved in some of the pictures. So we put it up, and you know what happens. You put up a picture. First of all, I'm standing next to a still-in-shape professional athlete. Me, I'm short. My belly's big. I have great hair now, at least.
It's okay.
Because of Dr. Glatt. No, but people were asking, like, all right, well, how tall is Marks? And my official height is 5'10". That's what I'm listed at, 5'10".
That's what you said. It means you what, 5'9 and a half?
No. No, but like AI was listed as what, 6'1"? He's like 5'10".
I think he was listed as 6'3", wasn't he?
Well, he's 5'10", probably. Like Barkley
was
listed,
he's bigger than 5'10".
Barkley listed at 6'6". He was 6'4 and a half.
Yeah.
But I am, so for all the people
I'm next to Charles, yeah, he's 6'4 something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's not the tallest.
Not 6'6". It's amazing he was able to rebound the way he did.
I know, right?
Being under 6'6".
Yeah.
But for all the people that saw the picture were making fun of me on Twitter. yeah, so that's my listed height. Les Bowen came out with the tweet of the week.
Oh, yeah, out of line. You're a little bit out of line there, Les.
He said it was a reboot of Brokeback Mountain.
A little bit out of line there.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
There's some people that were saying, like, you can't say that. It's like, yeah, you can. Leave Les alone.
A little bit out of line.
Yeah, I liked it. Good luck.
What?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't like it, but I thought I had to give him credit. I was like, all right, Les. So if you haven't seen the picture, then take a look at Marks Reese WIP. All right, so like we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and we didn't really get into it because we were rolling with the Eagles. So I'm like, you know what? Let's get into it tomorrow. It's a good Friday kind of thing. I had somebody email me and asked me, said, with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, what is the best Philadelphia sports moment now? Like, what is the singular best Philadelphia sports moment? Is it from the Super Bowl? If it's from the Super Bowl, what's the best moment? Now, I think it's tough to judge the best moment. It's more or less what's your favorite moment, which is different with everybody. I may say the best moment is this, and you're going to say the best moment's that. You can't, right. Really, you can't go wrong. So that's what I'm asking. Like, what's your favorite Philadelphia sports moment? And you've been here 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there are a lot of them. There are a lot of them, and I can obviously give you Eagles moments that would be my favorite moment. I can think of some Sixers moments that would be my favorite moment. But I'll go with something a little bit outside my box. I'll go with the Phillies. Chase Utley, the fake throw to first base, and then he threw it home. Like, to me, that was a signature play of that World Series.
Yeah, you know what? You say that, and never in a thousand tries would I have said that. But yet after you say it, it's like, wow, that should be one of the first things I think of.
Yeah, I remember that moment. I was like, dude, that may have been the headiest, best executed play I've ever seen in baseball. I mean, fake me out. I thought he was throwing it to first base when he made the motion.
And that's why that really was the perfect team, because you had a little bit of everything. You had J-Roll that was kind of leading the charge, and everything started with J-Roll. You had the big piece, Ryan Howard, hitting home runs. And you had Chase that did a little bit of everything but made plays like that.
Always came up with the heady play.
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
Always.
Ben, we do have that. Ben actually has already grabbed a couple. So when you call in with your favorite moment, if we have it, Ben will grab it. So here's Chase Utley. Wait, what game is this anyway, Ben?
This is actually game five, so it was 3-3.
Yeah.
Rocco Baldelli hit that home run to tie it.
Yeah.
And it was the seventh inning. The Rays were threatening. And he makes this play to save the game, and that put them in position to get the winning run.
All right, play it.
Look, L.A. couldn't even contain himself. That's how great of a player was.
Yeah, you're right. Now, it's one of those plays where you almost have to watch it again to fully appreciate what he did. Watching it real time, he faked everybody out.
Yeah. Yeah, and then to get the throw out at home.
Big play.
It may have been. It was like the most clutch, headiest play I've seen in that type of a moment, that moment.
You're taking
me back. About a championship game. That's the World Series game five.
You're taking me back to the Phillies heyday.
Well,
Feels good, by the way.
They gave us a good five-year run there where.
Holy cow, did they ever.
They owned the moments in the city, whether it was a big home run from Ryan Howard or Matt Stairs or, Brad Lidge's perfect season. Like the Phillies own the city as far as moments go for that time period.
Favorite moment, 888-729-9494. Could be old, could be new. 888-729-9494. Doesn't even necessarily have to mean they won a championship from it. And how about that? Was this 2009 the J-Roll double? And this is why, was it 2009, Ben?
Yes, this was 2009, and it's a great story because if you forget what happened with Matt Stairs in the moonshot, you're crazy. But what Matt Stairs did in 2009, everybody forgets, is Jonathan Broxton was so scared of him that he pitched around him. I mean, yep. Matt Stairs was not great in 09, but he pitches around him to put him on first base. So there are two runners on, and now there's a runner on second, and J-Roll has a chance with an extra base hit to not only tie the game because they're down one, but to win it.
And this is why, and I think it's one of my favorite in why I think of it, is it's a great Scott Fransky call. Here it is. Goosebumps.
Just listen to that crowd.
Goosebumps.
Listen to Fransky. Wow.
Well, you think about that. They're up 2-1. Mm-hmm. They're behind in the ninth. If that's a loss, now it's 2-2. Who knows what happens?
Yeah, a lot of big hits. I mentioned the match stairs. I don't want to start taking people's
We have a lot of people
moments.
Checking in.
But when you start thinking about one leads to another, and then it leads to another in your head, and just thinking on those Phillies moments, I mean.
Wow, that was fun.
Dude, you can go to J-Roll's MVP year where he got the 20th triple.
Yeah. We have that. 2007.
Was that 2007, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a big play. I mean, that was a big moment.
That was fun. All right. Also, at Mark's Reese WIP, if you can't get in, or text us, 888-729-9494, and Facebook, a lot of different ways to get in. Brandon in Wilmington, Delaware. Brandon, what do you got, brother?
Look, the Eagles winning the Super Bowl has got to be up one of my top. But as a big Flyers fan, I got to say, in 2010, going down 3-0 against the Bruins and coming back, and then going down 3-0, and coming back and beating them 4-3 was pretty amazing for me.
3-0, and then Lavi took a timeout, right?
Yep, the timeout. Never forget that.
I remember being out somewhere, and they go down 2-0, and I got in my car. And by the time I got in the car, it was already 3-0. Shutting the game off, going home, doing whatever, turn it back on, and I think it was 3-2. Do we have this? This is a call of Gagne's go-ahead goal.
Matt Carl opens up. Gagne waits, shifting gears for Leno. Mike Richards through the seam, deflected, stop. Gagne, he scores! Opportunistic, Flyers celebrate Simon Gagne.
What a terrible call. What an absolute brutal call. What was that? And thanks, Brandon, it's a good one. Yeah, man, that's a good one.
You didn't like that call?
No, it was terrible. What was that from? Like TSN or something?
That was the NHL on Versus. Remember Versus?
Versus.
Was that not a Comcast Sportsnet game, I guess?
No, it was. It's just that's not the call that came up.
Right. I got it. Who was that on the call?
It was Joe Beninati.
Oh, of course, Joe Beninati. Yeah. It wasn't very good, though. It sounded like Sean McDonough on the call without the voice cracking.
Yeah.
Ron and Brookhaven, Ike, I was only a youngster, but this is one. You know why, Ron, you know why I remember this one? Because I watched the Phillies for so many years, and it was on every rain delay because it was on the only highlights from the organization. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Yeah, I actually have two for you.
Yeah.
Pete Rose played hard every play, man. And when he trucked that catcher in the All-Star game, I think it told the whole league what we were about. But my second one, now I grew up a big Flyers fan, and when the Flyers made the Russians leave the ice in between the first and second period because they were getting trashed.
And Ed Snyder said, "If you're not getting paid unless you come back out here." Do we have this? Is this the Gene Hart call?
It is a Gene Hart call.
Well, let's hear it. What do you got?
Well, okay,
there,
this isn't the Gene Hart call. This is the famous "They're Going Home" call from Bob Cole.
Okay, let's hear it.
Helping out with, as you point out, the tall gentleman, Victor, and that's Luktev to his right, who's rather perturbed at this stage. But Pavlich understands the language, and he's trying to help out there.
They are leaving the ice.
They're going to go.
The Soviets are leaving. They're going home. They're going home.
There it is. They're going home. Then Ed Snyder said, "You want to get paid? You better get back out there." So there you go.
Money talks.
You know, the play he's talking about with Pete Rose, that wasn't as a Philly. He was a Red.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he wasn't a Philly.
Is that the Ray Fosse play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ran over him in an All-Star game.
Yeah.
Trucked him.
That's Pete, man.
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't everybody love that? You think everybody else loved that if you're a player?
No, they hated Pete for that.
Yeah. The play I thought he was going to bring up was the Bob Boone, Pete Rose World Series, where it's a foul pop out. It's like by home plate, in between home plate and first base. And Bob Boone bobbles it, and Pete's Johnny on the spot and grabs it.
The tip, yeah.
And the thing I remember most about that play is he's running away, and his hair's flopping in the wind because he had that Pete Rose hair. And he's bouncing the ball off the AstroTurf like a tennis ball because the AstroTurf
was... That's how hard it was.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. But that's definitely one of the signature moments in Philadelphia. Here's a good one by Scott and Barrington. Ben, this should be on YouTube. Scott, what do you got, man?
What's going on? How you been?
How are you?
What up, Scotty?
Good, good. All right, let me pick up... Good, brother. Ike, brother John.
Hey,
Scott. Mike Schmidt. What is it, 500th home run? I believe it was, and you hear Harry Callis, number five.
Who did he hit it off of? Do you remember?
I sure don't. I'm not going to lie to you.
Don Robinson.
Don Robinson? Okay.
In Pittsburgh, Three River Stadium, and it was number 500. Do we have it, Ben?
Robinson. The 3-0 pitch. Swing a long drive. There it is. Number 500. The career 500th home run for Michael Jack Smith. And the Phillies have regained the lead at Pittsburgh 8-6. And the Phillies come swarming out the home plate.
8-6. God, he's so good.
I still get chills, fellas. I still get chills. One last thing, if I can bring up the Eagles, I'm going to have you guys say yay or nay. Is Jeremy Maclin coming back home? Tell us the answer. Peace. God bless.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's got you bring up a good point.
It's tough to say yay or nay.
Yeah, because we don't know.
Yeah. Now, if you're asking, will we like him to come home? I know I'm okay with it. I think, John, we talked about this yesterday. Were you thumbs up on Jeremy?
Oh, I'm
back?
Big time thumbs up.
Yeah, so... We would certainly like to bring him back. We certainly both agree that they need to add a veteran to the core.
Yes, right? Definitely. You know what, though? It seems like, and maybe if we re-polled people out there, but I got a lot of people saying, at least on social media, no, we're okay with the wide receivers we have. Don't bring it in.
Yeah.
I totally disagree. Totally.
Yeah. We're not rock solid. We're okay at two of the positions. The problem is that when we view the team moving forward, and I know it's hard to sort of incorporate injuries into sort of your thought process, but sometimes you have to. And that's where having an insurance policy, such as a veteran receiver there, just in case something happened, is a plus. you know, if something were to happen that Alshon or Nelson can't play the whole year, now you're talking about being minus one of those guys with Sheldon Gibson and Mac Hollins as your top two other guys. You got to remember, if the expectation is you want them to win a Super Bowl again, you can't. Here's the mindset we can't have, and the team certainly can't have. And I don't think the team has it. When I say the team, I mean the front office and the coaching staff. I don't think they have it. But we, even as fans, we just can't have this mindset that no matter who we play, meaning who we play as an Eagle, personnel-wise, they're going to win.
Right.
Like we can't get this false sense of security that, well, we just won the Super Bowl with a bunch of backups. We can do it again. Lightning doesn't strike twice like that. Lightning does not strike twice like that. It's going to be difficult to do it with a full complement of your players right. staying healthy, doing it two times in a row, let alone being able to sustain injuries the way they did this past year and still win. Even with having the same players back here. Like, there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to go out and duplicate what you just did.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with Mac Hollins being your third guy. If he earns the job in the snaps, I'll be happy because I like Mac Hollins a lot. Year number two, mid-round draft pick, drafted for big reason because of his special teams, bringing a veteran guy. I'm not saying to go out and sign a guy long-term for big money.
Right.
Because I want to see Mac Hollins has.
Another Torrey Smith deal.
Hey, Bennett said Mike Wallace. It's a good name. Mike Wallace on a one-year contract? I need somebody else that's been in the league like Torrey Smith. This year's Torrey Smith. That's what you need.
Just catch the ball a little more frequently.
Yeah, better hands, maybe.
Yeah.
Not as many drops early. Mike Wallace, I would love to see Jeremy Maclin back here.
That's two different types of receiver. Mike Wallace is more of a Torrey Smith type of receiver. Whereas Maclin is more of a possession guy.
Yeah, Maclin will get you more high volume catches.
Yeah.
All
else
being
equal. Not as many yards per catch.
Yeah, all else being equal, I want Maclin for third down. I want him for third down.
Yep.
He's the guy that can make sideline catches. He's comfortable here. He knows Doug.
Yep.
888-729-9494, 888-729-9494.
Had his best year with Nick Foles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.